This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. The program is called PRISM. It's a massive mega data collection of phone and email records being conducted by the National Security Administration, the NSA. And it includes collecting information on American citizens. It's all in the interest of preventing terrorist attacks, and the NSA says it has. It also says Americans are not targeted in the massive data collection. But it still came as quite the revelation. And the man who did the revealing, 28-year-old Edward Snowden, said he did it because in his work with a defense contractor, he realized the government is abusing its power and was never going to tell the public about it.
That falls to individual citizens, but they're typically maligned. You know, it becomes a thing of these people are against the country, they're against the government, but I'm not. I'm no different from anybody else. I don't have special skills. I'm just another guy who sits there day to day in the office, watches what's happening, and goes, this is something that's not our place to decide. The public needs to decide whether these programs and policies are right or wrong.
Now, Snowden's story would never have gotten out there without the help of journalists, just as the New York Times published the Pentagon Papers obtained by Daniel Ellsberg, the Guardian newspaper published Snowden's revelations about the NSA data gathering. Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project is here to talk about that. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, is Edward Snowden the 21st century Daniel Ellsberg?
You know, we're not going to know the answer to that question till 10 or 15 years from now when we can look back on everything that we have yet to learn about these secret programs and figure out whether this is truly an act of whistleblowing or if it's something less than that.
Kelly, there was a prior restraint issue with the Pentagon Papers. I mean, the government went to court to block publication. Not the case here.
Yeah, I think the government has gotten a lot smarter about picking its battles. These days, the government goes directly after the leakers like Edward Snowden or Daniel Ellsberg, rather than the journalists who are publishing the information. The other thing that's interesting when you compare Snowden to Ellsberg is that Ellsberg was the assistant to the assistant Secretary of Defense. Snowden is way down on the totem pole. And when you think about information these days and who has access to it, even secret information, Snowden had access to this information and he was a contractor. He was just some pawn in this big system.
Public reaction during the Pentagon Papers days, pretty black and white. Either people were for publication or against it. Today with this NSA story, I actually kind of detect a yeah, who didn't think that was going on attitude? It's very odd.
Well, the thing about the Pentagon Papers is it came to light in 1971 at the height of the Vietnam War, and people were really upset about the Vietnam War. This doesn't have nearly the same resonance with the American public.
I don't remember a lot of jokes about the Pentagon Papers. There's a ton of jokes about the NSA going on out there.
It's a different conversation because we have different tools available to us. And we also don't have the same sort of crisis of conscience that we had during Vietnam. So it is very different. And I don't think that means it's less serious.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project. I guess we could have contacted the NSA for comment, but I guess they already know we're talking about it because we had an email exchange.
Yeah, Craig, and the NSA called and they told me that you should stop writing in all caps.